Presidential candidates in the 2012 election will today hold a high-profile meeting with President John Mahama and Nana Akufo-Addo. The aim of the meeting is to impress on the two to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, the PNC presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Hassan Ayerga, who mooted the idea, said they will meet the two men separately and appeal to them to behave like true heroes and leave to contest subsequent elections in case the judgment does not go in their favor.
We are scheduled to meet Honorable Nana Akufo-Addo at his residence 11 a.m. in the morning, and then later in the day at 1 p.m. we will meet His Excellency John Dramani Mahama too in his residence.
But Mr. Ayerga, who mooted for this idea?
I actually initiated this idea because I believe that 8 of us went into the elections and we are out of the elections and we are still finding difficulties with the results of the elections. And we believe that as a group of presidential candidates who contested them, we think it is necessary to talk to them and to appeal to them to allow peace to win and to continue to maintain peace in this country. For us, it is important to note that there are many elections that will come after 2012. And if we are not given the mandate for 2012, we believe that Ghanaians will make another decision in 2016 and 2012 as well. So we think that there is no need to put this country into a very hectic manner. And we think that it is necessary for all of us to fight for the peace of this country. We represent this nation. We are supposed to fight, maintain peace, and also make sure that this peace reaches the ordinary Ghanaian.
Mr. Ayerga noted that after the meeting, they will hold a news conference on Thursday to preach peace to Ghanaians. He further appealed to the people to believe in Ghana and its democracy and accept the outcome of the meeting.
After the meeting, we will have a press conference the next to also talk to our fellow Ghanaians and our supporters as well to respect the rule of law and to understand that Ghana is bigger than all of us. The press conference is coming on Thursday, and the press conference is not appealing to the MPP alone. We are appealing to Ghanaians. We believe that there are many Ghanaians who do not understand the concept of peace, and we think that it is necessary for them to understand that peace is the only thing that we enjoy. There are many Ghanaians who have taken entrenched position, and many too who are left to their fate, who you find them under uncompleted buildings, under the trees, who this information and this message does not get to them because they do not possess or have a television set, nor have a radio set. So some of these, we are appealing to government to make sure that this information gets to them wherever they are. These are people who can easily cause havoc or mayhem, and these are the people to we want to appeal to them. Do not. Sometimes they feel deserted, but we want to let them understand that no, it is the situation. By His grace, by the Almighty Allah, we shall correct the situation.
That was PNC's presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Hassan Ayerga.
Meanwhile, political scientist Dr. Theo Richardson believes the meeting is unnecessary. This is because some of the presidential candidates in the 2012 election compromised their position by showing support for earlier partisan stance, which does not augur well for the country's democracy. Therefore, advised the flag bearers in the 2012 election to allow the tenets of democracy to work.
I think that this means by the other presidential candidate, it's unnecessary. I think it's uncalled for. You know, some of them have compromised their positions. That during the debate, including Ayerga himself, you know, he was seen to have harassed Nana Akufo-Addo, you know, by coughing intermittently or no, that Nana Akufo-Addo, if he had not kept his cool, went for somebody, may have done something else. And some of them even were seen to be opposing Nana Akufo-Addo rather than clearly, manifestly, you know, contesting for power. And I think that they accepted the election results. Akufo-Addo and APP said that we don't accept the election results. And they must keep their quiet and then, you know, allow, we have only about a week or so to allow the Supreme Court to whatever, to come out with its verdict. I don't think any of them should regard themselves as being having any extraordinary knowledge or capabilities that some of us walking about in the street. Allow the tenets of democratic policies, you know, to take hold.
You heard a political scientist, Dr. Theo Richardson.